Cabin Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Monday, April 30th, 2012. And yes, the whatreallyhappened.com website is down. We've still been trying to undo the damage from the last expert that we hired and paid a lot of money to, and instead of fixing the website, caused far more damage. We're still dealing with that. This morning, we got hit with a hack attack, apparently working, well, I'm not going to give you the details of how it was done, but basically our load average on our server went up into a couple of hundred, and the ISP's trying to fix it and deal with all the damage that was caused there. And apparently, if I understand the hate mail, the reason for the hack attack had to do with this article that I posted yesterday in response to this ad that was taken out in the New York Times that said anybody supporting the boycott and divestment movement for Israel to protest apartheid and how they're treating the Palestinians was somehow inciting the murder of Jewish children. And so all I did was I posted a couple of dozen photos of dead Palestinian children who've been killed by the IDF. And I, as a postscript, I posted the photos of Jewish children, you know, being encouraged to play with machine guns and writing messages on bombs, you know, from Tel Aviv with love or whatever they're going to write on there. And then I simply said to the New York Times prostitutes, okay, would you look at this and tell us who is inciting the murder of whose children? Because this ad and subsequent editorial support by the New York Times prostitutes has drawn a lot of condemnation from around the world. And Israel's attitude of, oh, you know, our children are important and nobody else's children are important, continues to be a major cause of the problems Israel is facing in the world this morning. I mean, we know that Israel's internal polling is showing that very few Israelis want to go to war against Iran. But if America goes to war against Iran, Israel's overwhelmingly in favor of that. They love the war as long as they can get the Americans to fight it. And again, that gets back to the situation that their own children are somehow worth a lot more than anybody else's children. And that, of course, apparently extends to the children here in the United States of America. You know, because now we've got the House of Representatives talking about cutting back on the food stamp money, which is already inadequate in order to pay for more bombs. This last week, I was involved in a project by a couple of local churches to raise money to create these little food bags to give to children in the school system whose families are on food stamps, because the food stamps run out before the end of the month. And if it weren't for these little food bags, these kids would be missing meals at the end of the month. And I heard a shocking statistic there. And we're working on a little video about this. We're shooting some more interviews later this week, and we're going to edit this and have it up next week. The food insecurity rate in Hawaii's elementary schools right now is at 85%. That means 85% of the kids are going to be missing some meals during the month because the families just cannot make ends meet anymore. And still, the House of Representatives is seriously proposing cutting back on social programs and food stamp money because they don't want to have to keep the Pentagon from buying more bullets. I, of course, have exactly the opposite attitude. I don't think this government should spend one penny of our tax dollars on explosives and bombs and ammunition and weapons until every child in this country is adequately fed. That's my attitude. In my perfect United States of America, all of our tax money would be going to good schools, good education, good hospitals, good roads, and the Pentagon would have to be selling brownies in front of the supermarket to pay for their weapons. That's my ideal world. That's what I'd like to see in the next nation that forms on this land, where the military and the Pentagon are at the absolute rear of the line for who gets the tax revenues. We're going to take a break here right now. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. The website is still down. The technicians are working on it, and I have to find a new Drupal expert to repair all the damage the last Drupal expert did to the site. And we really have reached a situation where our nation is encumbered with tools and complexity, you know, gratuitous complexity that just, you know, was there to increase profitability by extracting more money from those of us trying to get real work done out here. And now, in our current economic climate, the people know how to fix this stuff, they're leaving the country. You know, I mean, every place I've gone to try and find a Drupal expert, they say, "Oh, well, we're in Europe now. We're in Asia. We're in India. We're in Australia." Girl, getting out while the getting's good here. So it is the fall of the American society, and a large part of it has to do with our tools, money junkie thinking, planned obsolescence. Oh, you don't want to be working on Windows XP anymore. We don't support that. You will buy Windows 8, and you will love it. Bugs and all. Alrighty. Anyway, it is a cool, windy day out here on Hawaii. The trades have come back. In fact, very, very windy. We had to install some see-in-the-dark security cameras here because of the growing drug crime problem in our neighborhood. And I know the Hawaii Tourism Authority is not going to be pleased with me saying that, but we do. And the recording gizmo works when it detects motion, but when the wind is going and all the foliage is moving around, the recorder is running constantly. So I've got about 18 hours on there of palm fronds doing the happy dance. So I don't know how we're going to get around that one. I want to talk a little bit about tomorrow, which is May Day. And understand, you know, the prostitutes in the media are trying to portray May Day as communist. You know, the commies had a big May Day celebration. Well, it didn't originate with them. They just celebrated it. May Day was traditionally the spring celebration, the Maypole dance. You know, we're out of winter, we're into spring, and now it's time for people to start going out and having fun. And, you know, the girls and the guys getting together for dances and sort of start that next pageant of life sequence going there. And, you know, Dance of the Maypoles and all these various other fertility rites that are going on. And the Russians just said, okay, you know, it's part of our tradition to have a May Day celebration. We'll just, you know, add a few tanks to the parade, and it became rather militant. But the reason I mention this is because tomorrow, the Occupy movement is planning mass demonstrations all across the United States of America. I'm not sure who came up with this idea, and I'm not opposed to protests and demonstrations across the United States of America. But somebody somewhere walked into a big old public relations bear trap on this one, because already the media is out there saying, see, they're having their event on May Day. They're a bunch of commies and they're anti-capitalists, and they're pushing that as hard as they can. The spin coming out of the owned media, including some websites of dubious reputation, is out there saying they're Occupy is planning global disruption. They're going to wreck things. They're going to cause as much trouble as they can. And no, that's not exactly what's going on here. So for those of you in the Occupy movement, those of you going on the protests, those of you just watching the protests, be prepared, old Boy Scout motto, be prepared for the hired shills, the agents provocateurs, the undercover informants, the prostitutes and the public relations whores trying to hijack the demonstrations and turn them into something that can be used to demonize the Occupy movement. Because remember, the other side loves to play dirty. The U.S. government loves to play dirty. You're always raised to say, oh, you should be honorable and trustworthy and truthful and fair and fair playing and all the rest of that. And the government says, ha, we can play dirty tricks on them. It's our imperial right to shaft them in the back. And Wall Street's even worse than the federal government. And you need to take an object lesson from the staged anti-war riot that took place in Disneyland in California, August 6th, 1970. And it was billed as the Yippie Day at Disneyland. And it was supposed to be a peaceful anti-war protest inside the park. Most of the marching was taking place outside the park on Harbor Boulevard. And then all of a sudden, the organizers, this had been organized on all the Southern California college campuses. They had write-ups in the Free Press. It was a big, huge push for Yippie Day, Anti-War Day at Disneyland. And once it got inside the park, it went violent. They knocked stuff over. They attacked the costume characters. The National Guard was called out. They had photos of the National Guardsmen on Main Street USA and in front of the Fantasyland Castle. And the next day, the media was just full of all these news articles about those gosh darn dirty hippies, and they were attacking Mickey Mouse, and they can hardly be called peace activists when they're that violent. And, of course, it came out in the 1970s during the hearings into COINTELPRO. This entire event had been staged by the FBI on orders from the Nixon White House using undercover informants, which the FBI keeps on college campuses across America, and students, they are still there to this very day. So that smelly kid with the dynamite trying to get you to blow up something, that's the FBI informant. Now, other COINTELPRO operations attempted to discredit the civil rights movement, which was also protesting the draft. That included dirty tricks like the Black Panther coloring book. And, of course, always to destroy the careers of anybody who spoke out in protest at the methods the government was using, such as when they completely destroyed the career of actress Jean Seberg. So the lesson here is very clear. The U.S. government loves to play dirty, thinks it's their divine right. Wall Street's even worse. Be prepared for it. Those people out there waving signs with hammer and sickles on them and saying, we've got to bring back socialism and communism, they are hired actors. Because the people planning this propaganda are a bunch of Cold War fossils still living in the 50s and 60s, when we were all brainwashed by public schools to wet ourselves upon hearing the word communist. For the younger people, it's not going to register anymore. But that's what they're trying to do, say, commies, they're bringing back the commies. We've got to be afraid of the commies. And here's what's going on. First of all, a couple of realizations. Going to give you a couple of definitions here of the financial systems, capitalism versus fascism versus socialism. Under capitalism, which is what the United States started with, if you make money, you get to keep it. If you lose money, you have to come up with that or simply live in debt for the rest of your life. You're on your own. That's the gamble that you take under capitalism. You dare greatly, you can win greatly. You can also lose greatly. That's what freedom means, the freedom to fail. Now, under socialism or communism, if you make money, it's taxed away from you for the benefit of society. And if you lose money, society is taxed to cover the losses. That's socialism. Under fascism, which is what we now have in the United States of America, if you make money, you get to keep it. If you lose money, the losses are transferred onto the general population through TARP and bailout this and bailout that. That's the system we have now. We're not a capitalist country anymore. The Occupy movement, representing the people who are being forced to pay the losses for Wall Street's crimes, they're not anti-capitalist, they're pro-capitalist. They're anti-fascist. And the fascists are terrified that we're going to be dragged back to a system where if they lose money, they have to pay the losses. And they don't want to go there. So they're going to wave commies at you just as hard as they can. And they're going to play every single little dirty trick. And all I can say is remember what they did back in Disneyland in 1970 and be prepared for that kind of stuff tomorrow. We're going to go to the phones. Thomas in Sweden. Aloha, Thomas. Welcome to the show. Long time since I've heard from you before. What's on your mind?
Oh, I actually have a functioning internet now, so I can call you. I wanted to certify your statement about the 1st of May being a natural, let's say, from the time when the religion over here in Sweden was based on nature. Tonight, for example, we'll all be up and we'll have bonfires and we'll be greeting the spring. Because don't forget, we're way up north here, just like in Russia, you know, with the 1st of May and whatnot. And spring comes late. It's only starting to burst out in bloom, well, today, actually. And this is what we're celebrating on May Day.
Well, yeah, very much so. I mean, all of our early religions were nature-based or female-based because they had the magic of bringing children around. And it wasn't until later that, you know, religion got sort of hijacked away by a bunch of dirty old men and said, you will worship this statue that we have here, and we will sell you copies of it. And, yeah, you know, very much a lot of those really old traditions about, you know, like the Christmas tree. You know, they didn't have Christmas trees in Bethlehem. You know, but that's all part of, you know, everywhere that Christianity went, they would grab the symbols of the existing religions and incorporate them. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. And that's why, like, the sign of the making of the cross is actually Mithraic in origin. The worship of Sun Day is Mithraic. And Saul of Tarsus was Mithraic before he became Christian. Realized what a good deal that was going to be until they caught up with him. So anyway, yeah, it is. It's all out of this nature worship and being tuned into nature. And I know that a lot of people, and I'm one of them, who grew up in, like, farming country, you know, and then you move to someplace like a big city. Like when I was 12, we moved to Los Angeles. And the first thing I was aware of is how disconnected from the real world I felt. Because you no longer had that turning of the seasons, that almost pageantry. And when we left Los Angeles and moved to Washington State briefly, that was kind of a real joy. I must have impressed my neighbors that I was a real nutcase, because the first time snow started falling, I was out there saying, yeah, I'm having fun. So was the dog.
Oh,
anyway,
we did that today. We did that today. It was sunny. So we stopped everything and we went outside and we found something to do outside.
Well, that's the thing to do, is go out there and reconnect with nature. And it's kind of amazing. You're seeing all these environmental people running around about carbon tax, carbon credit, and they're still in their offices working away on their actuarial tables, trying to figure out a way to make money on this stuff. And the rest of us were out there saying, wow, it is a really nice day. It's a little windy. It's confusing the security cameras, but it's a beautiful day. And I'm going to go out and shoot some video this afternoon here, okay?
All right. I will end here now. I just wish everybody a very happy spring over there.
Absolutely. A happy spring and a beautiful spring for everybody everywhere. We're going to take a break. The What Really Happened website is back up and running. The guys at SiteGround managed to get it put back together, at least for the moment. We'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get prepared. Expo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
The What Really Happened radio show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the good news is the whatreallyhappened.com website is back up there and running, including those pictures of the dead Palestinian children that seem to have annoyed somebody somewhere in the world. Now, getting back to this idea about the government playing dirty tricks to find some way to portray the Occupy movement as bad and evil and so forth and so on. We understand that the people who want a war, and they are thankfully a dwindling minority. I mean, Netanyahu is fighting tooth and nail with his own government now over trying to proceed with this attack on Iran. So they're already stumbling. They know that the world knows it's all based on lies. They're not getting the support and their traction. The only card they have left to play is a new 9/11. I can guarantee you they're thinking about it. I don't know that they're going to do it, but they are thinking about it. And the opportunities to do it, of course, are the NATO summit that is getting ready to come up. There's the G20 conference, or there's it's G8, not G20, conference coming up. And, of course, behind that, the London Olympics. And Israel has a past record of using the Olympics for staged terror attacks so that they can say, oh, poor us, kill our enemies for us. So we're getting a report now that the Milwaukee Red Cross is prepared for evacuees if a disaster occurs at the NATO summit in Chicago, which is going to be basically a month from now. The Milwaukee Red Cross is preparing in case people from Chicago need to evacuate the city completely. What does that tell you is going to happen? Well, it's going to be a biological attack or a nuclear bomb. So when the Big Bang or the big poof happens, use your common sense. Remember, the corporate media is going to try and keep you as afraid as possible so that you're not thinking. Because if you think, the hoax is already blown. You're starting out with a population that knows they were lied to about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. You're starting out with a population that absolutely understands that we were lied to about 9/11. You're starting out with a population that understands the concept of a false flag attack on the USS Liberty, the USS Cole, the Levant affair, and on and on and on and on. So they're going to do something as big and scary and say, don't even take the chance it might not be true, and it's not going to work. But again, common sense. When the Big Bang or the big poof happens, and Israel's up there saying, Iran did it, Al-Qaeda did it, just ask yourself very simply, why would they? Of all the nations involved in this current situation, Iran is the one that least wants a war. Why would they do something to provoke the very war they're trying to avoid? Remember, Sun Tzu wrote in The Art of War that all war is based on deception. And what he meant is when one leader, in this case Netanyahu, wants to start a war against somebody else, in this case Iran, they have to trick and lie the soldiers, the people, into it. Because left to themselves, most people don't want to go to war. It's nasty, dirty, dangerous, low-paying work. You got to march long distances, carry a lot of heavy weight. And there's a good chance you're going to lose important bits of your body in the process. So all wars are started with a lie. They made us do it. There were torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. It was a surprise attack. And on and on and on. So at this point, the public support for a war in Iran is... the war in Iran is losing traction. We're a war-weary nation here in the United States of America. And Obama knows it. That's why he's backed off as he campaigns in November. And all of Israel's minions are out there screaming, yes, go bomb Iran, go kill Iran. Well, you know, I have a simple piece of advice to everybody listening to this show, and especially to everybody in Washington, D.C., that feels that somebody has to go kill Iran. Help yourself. Get on an airplane, buy a gun, go over there and start shooting the Iranians, all right? Help yourself. It's a free nation, free world. They got a wide open border over there. Just go on over there and kill Iranians to your heart's content. But after that whopper you told us about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, you do not get to take our children with you. You will leave our children back here at home where they are safe. You will leave our money here where it'll do good for our economy, not for something that's going on the other side of the world. You money junkie war hawks already have a lot of money. Spend your own money and your own blood if you really think this war is that important. We're going to go to the phones. Arthur in Georgia. Aloha, Arthur. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, if we still have time, let's talk a little bit about May Day. But first off, I'd much rather go with this Israel deal. I find it very ironic, as you were mentioning earlier, how, you know, Washington wants to cut spending on food stamps and social benefits while trying to save some $500 billion for the Pentagon and this so-called defense spending when it's not defense spending they're trying to save, it's offense spending.
That's
and
exactly
what
right.
I ironic about all of this is while all of this is going on, lo and behold, Israel's asking for another $700 million in military aid for more Iron Dome, Magic Wand, anti-missile batteries, and all of this garbage. And I can't help when I read these kind of headlines thinking, wait a minute, didn't Netanyahu stand before, was it Congress or whoever it was, and said, you don't have to come over here to Israel and nation build. We're already here. You don't have to bring democracy. We already got it.
Yeah. Just send us the money. We'll decide for ourselves. We got to take a break. Don't go away, Arthur. I'm going to bring you back after this break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Arthur in Georgia. And Arthur, before I get the microphone back over to you, I want to read an excerpt from a speech made by President Eisenhower on April 16th, 1953. He made this in a speech before the American Society newspaper editors. And I'm going to have this excerpt as part of this video that we're currently editing on this whole food stamp and 85% food insecurity here in the Hawaii's elementary schools here. And it's called the Cross of Iron speech. Every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. The cost of one modern heavy bomber is this: a modern brick school in more than 30 cities. It is 2 electric power plants, each serving a town of 60,000 population. It is 2 fine, fully equipped hospitals. It is some 50 miles of concrete highway. We pay for a single fighter with 500,000 bushels of wheat. We pay for a single destroyer with new homes that could have housed more than 8,000 people. This, I repeat, is the best way of life to be found on the road the world has been taking. This is not a way of life at all, in any true sense. Under the cloud of threatening war, it is humanity hanging from a cross of iron. And I remember when I first heard the report about how the House of Representatives wants to cut social services, including food stamps, in order to not have to cut money from the Pentagon, that was the first thing that came to mind. Humanity hanging on a cross of iron. And as I said earlier in the show, in my ideal world, the government could not spend any of our tax money on war or weapons until all of our children were adequately fed and educated. That would be how I would like to see this nation run its business here. Anyway, Arthur, back to you.
Very well said, Mike. You know, Eisenhower, you know, he had his faults, but at the same time, there's a lot of good can be said about him. I wasn't alive back then, but I do know a little bit about history, and I'm not overly thrilled with some of the things he did, but he was a very bright man, and he did make some very, very valid points, and we need to really go back and look at some of what he said and begin to understand this. And here's my problem that I'm really having. You know, during the speech that I referenced before the break there, you know, Netanyahu said that they already exist, so nation building's not needed. Democracy's already, they already got it, so don't need to come help build it over there. And then he come out and he said, and you don't have to worry about defending Israel because Israel defends itself. Now, here's my point. If Israel, and we know Israel has over 400 nuclear missiles, which is way more than you could ever possibly need to blow.
They have the warheads. They don't have enough missiles for them. Most of them are aircraft launched, but they have 400 warheads that we know of.
Okay. Still, they have the capacity to destroy this earth many times over. And here's my point. If Washington actually had a brain one, which they don't, it's pretty obvious when you look at congressmen who think Guam's going to tip over if you put 80 million or 80,000 boots on the ground. You know, take that $700 million. Instead of giving it to Israel, let me see, we have 300 million people in the United States. Hey, let's divvy that money up. You still got $400 million left over that you can kick back to those boneheads at the Federal Reserve and tell them to sit down and shut up for a year.
Well, you know, it is rather amazing the amounts of money that are being taken from the American people, or actually, to be more accurate, added to their aggregate debt and used to bail out Wall Street from the mortgage-backed security fraud, this amazingly endless appetite at the Pentagon, and, of course, constant tithing to Israel. And the reality is that very little of the money that is paid by Americans in taxes is actually spent on taking care of the Americans. And that's what I was saying, you know, earlier. Our government is constantly giving money to Israel at the point where they're saying we got to let our own children starve. That is a government that is totally out of touch with the needs and the desires of the American people. Because the American people, first and foremost, we want our children to be fed. We want our children to be given a good education that will allow them to compete in this modern technological world. We want us to be taken care of ahead of any other country, including Israel. And if this government is not going to listen to the will of the American people, then we have got a serious problem on our hands. And the resolution is unfortunately going to be a rather dramatic one, whichever way it goes.
Absolutely, I agree. And that's why none of this makes any sense when you look at the fact that, you know, this whole concept of wanting to cut social benefits, which I'm not really overly thrilled with social benefits. I think you really need to get out and work for what you get, and people will help you if they see you're willing to work. But when we are faced with $8.6 trillion in unfunded liability, which averages out, if the numbers here are correct, $73,167.83 per household, the last thing we need to do is be sending any money to any country anywhere in the darn world. We need to focus.
You're absolutely correct there. Now, I want to go back and mention one thing. I politically myself, I tend toward Republicanism. I call myself a paleocon because I absolutely reject the neocon agenda for this new American century of conquest. I'm more of a traditional conservative, which is small government, fiscal responsibility, and otherwise mind your own business. Now, when social services are sadly going to be necessary, especially when you have a government that in catering to corporate business interests hands out tax breaks that incentivize the transfer of jobs to other countries, well, the government has to accept the responsibility for what they have done to the American labor force and say, all right, we're going to somehow either come up with jobs for you or we're going to have to basically help carry you over until the jobs come back from small businesses. But we're in kind of the worst of all situations. We have high taxes and no social services, and because of the high taxes and excessive regulatory compliance, companies are taking the jobs to other countries. We're literally paralyzed and being strangled between the government's debt and the regulatory compliance that is still maintained to justify the government's continuing taxation. Because the government doesn't want to say we're taxing you into poverty just to pay off the debts that we borrowed without your permission. And it's, you know, we're seeing the death spiral of the federal government. There's no way they can pull out of it. The opportunity when they could have turned around and reversed course and just said to the American people, look, we screwed up and we're sorry, but we're going to try and fix it. We're going to need your help. I think most Americans would actually respond positively to a message like that. Unfortunately, we have a government that lives and dies by illusion and image and deception, and they can't stand up and say, yeah, we were lying to you about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. We were lying to you about the John F. Kennedy assassination and the Robert Kennedy assassination. You know, and we're going to make good. We're going to tell you what actually happened. We're going to jail the people who are responsible, and we're going to start rebuilding a government based on the original Constitution and a Treasury-issued currency. Unfortunately, government, when it goes bad, it goes all bad. And ours is already way, way, way past that point. And I think, again, my recommendation is that we wait and be patient for this government to collapse the way the Soviet Union did, because I feel it's imminent. You know, I'd say it's an even money bet that the federal government as we know it today will be gone by the end of the year.
Oh, I believe you're right, and I can't argue with you on that. And I agree. I believe that the American people, you know, we are such a unique people that we will rally behind our leaders if we believe in them. But the problem is, and I think Washington is having a real hard time understanding this, that they have lied to us so much for so long that I think it would be so difficult for Americans to believe them, even if they were to come forward and say, okay, here's what happened, da da da. I think it'd be very hard pressed to find a whole lot of forgiveness in the American heart. And that
I agree, and it doesn't help when you put forward a candidate for the GOP who brags about his etch-a-sketch mentality and says, look, changing my statements all the time, that's a good thing, really, because it helps me win.
We're being
asked to support a candidate where we have no idea what he's really going to do when he gets that office.
Well, I think we can get a good taste of that. There's a very interesting video. I believe it's on. I believe I saw it on Republic Broadcasting's website this morning about the fact that Romney and Obama are exactly alike. It's a very interesting 10.5-minute video. I think it's absolutely dead on point. I think everybody really needs to see it.
All righty.
But
all right. All right, Arthur, I'm going to have to let you go here. Phone lines are loading up, and we got a call who's been waiting actually since the start of the break here, so I want to get to him right now. Thanks a lot, Arthur. We're going to switch over to Dave in Los Angeles. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. Thank you for hanging on, and what is on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to, pose a rhetorical question, but I just want to, I'm wondering when are the people just going to get sick and tired of all these wars?
I think we're sick and tired of them right now. I mean, we just have the media constantly telling us they're necessary. They're necessary. You can't oppose the war. The terrorists will win. You can't oppose the war. You're an anti-Semite. I got some email from some people over the weekend saying that they had gone to their church, and all they were hearing from the pulpit was that if you're going to get into heaven, you've got to support Israel. And, you know, I mean, our entire religious structure has been compromised and subverted. I don't know. Maybe they've got negatives of the priests with the little altar boys or something.
Yeah,
but they're going out here. They've bought into this Schofield Bible illusion of the end times, where if they blow up the world, Jesus is going to come down and invite them up to the big house when it's all over. And Israel has used this successfully to hijack religion in this country in support of their political agenda.
Yeah, what concerns me are not just the people who are in support of all this stuff in the religious realm, but people who are just absolutely silent. Either they're fully supporting of it, or they know that they just shut up and that'll do the trick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that's been really problematic to me, is just in the religious circles, there's no leader that's speaking out, and that I think that's really important for a country that has kind of a Christian tradition to it, and that's what's kind of that's what motivates a lot of people in this country. They need some kind of religious galvanization.
Well, you know, there are exceptions to that, of course. And as you're probably aware, the Methodist Church is getting ready to basically take a position on the boycott and divestment move. And by the way, one of the churches that was involved in this local food pantry thing dealing with the food stamp and food insecurity for the kids is also a Methodist church. It's the one my wife goes to. Mm-hmm. So there are some people who are trying to break apart and sort of go away from that whole situation. Ultimately, though, the church may be on the verge of destroying itself. Certainly the Catholics are by bringing back this selling of indulgences. And they got, what, like a billion lira to allow this crime boss to be buried with the popes? It's like, okay, you know, I almost feel like starting my own church over here. You know, we will not be undersold. We will sell you absolution for only half of what the Pope is selling it for you. And it is. It's just nonsense. I mean, this is what triggered the whole Reformation with Martin Luther, was this selling of indulgences. If you will give the church money, you can go out and sin all you want, and we will clear it with the big guy that you get to go to heaven anyway.
Yeah.
And it triggered the Reformation. It could trigger another fracture inside the Catholic Church, even bigger than that caused by the pedophilia scandal.
Yeah, I'm Catholic, so I know what you're talking about. But I had a last comment about what you're saying about the welfare state in America. I don't personally. I'm like you. I'm a paleo conservative, and I don't agree with Social Security or the welfare system. But the fact is, we've had it for a while, and so we've become dependent on it. So
Now wait a minute. We've got to differentiate between the two. Welfare, I tend to agree with you. I mean, only in the direst immediate emergency should we be supporting our citizens, and we should be gearing the system to putting people back to work and getting them reintegrated with society. Unfortunately, the officials who administer welfare, their own paychecks depend on having a large group of people that they're taking care of. So that becomes a self-perpetuating mechanism. As far as Social Security, that is completely different. The money for Social Security comes from we the people. It's taken out of our paychecks. It's our money. And the government does not have a right to say, well, we're not going to give it back to you because we need to spend it on war. And we've decided really these entitlements are becoming too expensive. They're not entitlements. They're our money. And this is what's going on. They're trying to sell you this idea that all the money that was taken out of your paycheck throughout your working career for your retirement is somehow a gift back from the government that can be rescinded at will. No, it isn't. That's our money that's already in there. And what the government has done as they edge closer and closer to financial collapse, they're looking for people they can default on without consequence. Don't want to default on the Federal Reserve. Don't want to default on the foreign banks. That'll affect your credit rating. What they've done is default on the American people, because we can't affect their credit rating, and so far they're pretty much convinced we're not going to storm Capitol Hill with flaming torches and pitchforks. But that's the reason they're talking about cutting Social Security. It's not an entitlement. It's our money. But they borrowed it. They spent it elsewhere. They can't put it back. The United States government is in default to everybody who ever paid into the Social Security Trust Fund and now can't get their benefits back. That's
yeah,
what's going on. So the two situations are very, very different.
Okay. Last thing, I just want to state that it's obscene that 25% of our nation's economy is spent on military spending. It's just absolutely, it's disgusting.
I thought it was actually higher than that. I know that
it's probably higher than that. It's probably higher than that. But I'm just going by what I've read. If it's that,
yeah.
if it's just that amount, even that, a quarter of the nation's economy being spent on military is in this kind of situation is absolutely, it's appalling.
Let's see. I think it was George Bernard Shaw wrote in Man and Superman that there's nothing in man's industry but his greed and his sloth. His heart is in his weapons. And he's true to an extent. We all have that instinctive thrill about being around things that will kill and maim and blow things up. We just need to learn to say, okay, that's a very primitive expression of emotion, and I'm not going to go down that route today. The reality is that the United States has enough nuclear weapons to absolutely vaporize anybody who bothers to attack us. We don't need a Navy. We don't need an Army. We don't need an Air Force. We don't need a Space Command. Let's just mind our own business. If somebody actually attacks us, we'll just nuke the place flat, and that's the end of it. But again, going back to Eisenhower and his farewell address, you know, the military-industrial complex has become so large and powerful. It's able to warp the government to its own purposes, which is, of course, a self-feeding cycle. It is a cancer on our economy. Now it's been joined by its metastasized twin, the security industrial complex. And we need to understand these are expressions of a very sick, ill society, and they need to be excised. And it's not like these people who are working for these industries are going to be out of work. We just put them to work doing something that actually benefits the American people, rather than grabbing our crotches and dropping our laptops at the airports, which doesn't do anybody any good. All right? Anything else,
Dave? Thanks for taking my call.
All right, we got to take a break here for commercials. When we come back, we'll be talking with Russ in Arizona and a bunch of other news. A lot of good calls today. Please keep it up. I'm having a lot more fun when you guys call in and share some ideas with me. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Border guard in uniform takes a shooting position on a hill not far away. A sniper rifle to his eye, you can see him taking aim. Crack of gunfire, two innocent ones fall.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're still dealing with the website. People are writing and seeing there's still problems with it, but we are working to try and get this going here. And let's see. Whoa, okay, I see what's going on. All right, I got to get this over to the site ground people. All righty, yeah, there's still a problem there. All right, well, let's see, we got Russell in, we've got Russ in Arizona. Aloha, Russ, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call. I love your program. Listen, try to listen to it as much as I can, and I, whenever I send an email, I always put the what really happened web address on your on my email so they can just left-click it and cut into what really happened. Just a little background. I'm a retired airline captain with Pan Am and United, and I was a Vietnam-era Air Force pilot. So I spent a lot of time out there in Honolulu, and I was my home away from home. Are you located north of Pearl Harbor?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Just immediately north.
Yeah, okay.
I'm up by the golf course.
Well, I was out there for the 70th anniversary of the raid on Pearl Harbor, and I was out there for 2 days. And, you know, you talk a lot about Pearl, and you should. And you ought to read this book, Day of Deceit, by Robert Stennett, if you haven't read it.
Oh, we talk about it all the time. We've had that mentioned on the show an awful lot. And, yeah, it is a great book. We've got materials from it at our site in support of some other articles. There's the McCollum memo. There's all this other stuff going on here.
Yeah, you know, I went through all those different museums when I was out there looking for that book. They had every book except that one.
Yeah, it is rather hard to find here. And I remember the reason I saw it is when we had the movie Pearl Harbor came out. It was in the bookstore along with everything else. And all of a sudden it went away, and now you can't find it in the local bookstores. You have to order it online. It's one of those books they don't want you to read.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, but, you know, well, I agree, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Listen, the real reason I called is because last night you had a very interesting report on what really happened about this ship, which was intercepted by the Lebanese Navy, that 150
yes.
tons of arms on it. What's your take on that?
Well, we've been documenting for several weeks now that the so-called Syrian rebels, the freedom fighters, whatever you want to call them, have been armed by covert U.S. and Israeli gunrunners. And this is not the first arms shipment that has been intercepted. It is simply underscoring the fact that what the U.S. is trying to portray as a genuine revolution against harsh authority is really paid agent provocateurs. It's a staged coup d'etat.
Mm-hmm.
And this is becoming a pattern. We saw it in Libya. This latest ship that was intercepted on its way into Syria is from Libya. And, you know, this is it's just more of the same stuff that we've been seeing before. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. Thanks an awful lot for the call. We'll be back with Wayne after station break. We'll be right back.